the book of Hebrews tells us that the just shall live by faith, and that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Don't we want to please God? We must have faith. Yet I realize that there are barriers to belief, things that would keep us from believing God's great word. There are many, but yesterday I picked out one that I feel is devastating to anyone who would desire faith in God, and that one is environment. When we live in an environment of negativism, an environment where every sentence starts off with, "I doubt you can do that," or "I doubt you will ever achieve anything," or "I doubt that you're going to amount to a hill of beans." I like to be around people who starts their sentences off with, "No doubt you're going to be a great success. There's no doubt in my mind that God is going to use you mightily." Hang around people that start their sentences off with, "No doubt you're going to be great." Many people have had negative comments spoken over them, such as, "You don't have what it takes. You're not very talented. I don't think that you'll ever be successful." And if you're not careful, you'll allow those negative words to play over and over in your mind. They can create a stronghold which will turn faith away. I read the story of a young woman. She had tolerated an abusive relationship for years, in which she was repeatedly told, "You can't do anything right. You're just too slow. You're too fat. You're not attractive." After hearing that for so long, she was totally beaten down physically, emotionally, and spiritually. She had no joy, little confidence, and extremely low self-esteem. But friend, let me tell you, you are valuable. Your value, your gifts, and talents have been placed in you by God Himself. And it doesn't matter what anyone else has spoken over you. The good news is, God is the final authority. God says, "You have a treasure on the inside." He says, "You have a gift." God says, "You are valuable." So friend, quit playing that old tune and put on a new one. You need to be dwelling on thoughts like, "I am creative. I am valuable. I am talented. I have a bright future. My best years are still in front of me." You have to put your mind going in a new direction, because dwelling on negative thoughts about yourself and other people will keep you from becoming all that God has created you to be. Regardless of who has spoken negative words into your life, you must cast those words down. Words are powerful. They can create barriers in your heart and mind. Sometimes little phrases can hold us back for years. I read the story of an associate pastor, an associate to a great and famous man, to whom one of the parishioners came to and asked for the pastor. He wanted the pastor to pray for him. The young associate told him that the pastor was busy and could not be disturbed, and said, I'd be glad to pray for you. The obnoxious man replied, I don't think so. You won't do. You won't do. The young associate later on told how these words ran through his heart and mind day after day. You won't do. Even as he lie in bed at night, he'd think, you don't have what it takes. You're not anointed like the famous pastor. You can't help a soul. The young man was already struggling with his confidence, but now he was allowing these negative words to play repeatedly in his subconscious mind. He couldn't shake them off, and instead allowed these negative words to hold him down for years. I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but in my mind, all day long, I try to remind myself, I am anointed, I am creative, I am talented, I am successful, I have the favor of God. People like me, I'm a victor and not a victim. Try this yourself. Try this kind of thinking. Try these thoughts. And if you will, lack of confidence and that inferiority complex will never have a chance. But negativity is the enemy, and the enemy is the father of lies. The devil wants to discourage you. He wants to hold you back. He will always be lying to you. He will never say anything good about you because you are in the image of God. Not only does the devil hate God, he hates everything that's in the image of God. Don't let this happen to you. Remove this obstacle from your minds and receive faith in God.